This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the 2019 National Agriculture Day. I'll have today's stories coming right up. I'm Max Armstrong, and I'm honored to tell you about Ag Day 2019. The Agriculture Council of America proudly celebrates the wholesome contributions of our country's farms and farm families each March on National Agriculture Day. We celebrate because agriculture is at the heart of our country's health and prosperity. It's our backbone, the fabric and fuel of American ingenuity. Quite simply, it's food for life. The Agriculture Council of America and our esteemed industry partners invite you to celebrate National Agriculture Day on March 14th, 2019. You can find ideas for planning your own Ag Day events on the National Ag Day website. That's agday.org. We invite you to join us as we pay tribute to the wholesome contributions of America's farmers. Agriculture, food for life. Roughly 43% of consumers won't be buying Valentine's Day gifts this year. NewOffers.com surveyed 1,000 people and found that the average person will spend $58 on Valentine's Day purchases, and engaged people plan to spend the most, on average, $88. The average spending is up by about 5% year over year. Chocolate or food gifts are the presents Americans want the most for Valentine's Day. The survey shows that Walmart is the top retail destination for Valentine's Day purchases. And NewOffers.com in its survey found that 3/4 of the pro-flowers orders come in for roses when it comes to Valentine's Day. From This Week in Agribusiness, China struck an upbeat note this morning as the trade talks resumed with the United States, but also expressed anger at a U.S. Navy mission through that disputed South China Sea. That cast a bit of a shadow over the prospect for improved Beijing-Washington ties. Farm groups and commodity traders are watching closely, each negotiating session to end the trade war with China, as exports of many of our commodities remain depressed or on hold altogether. It's going to be all hands on deck for the 2019 tourism season in St. Louis, and the Arch is looking to recruit new employees. They held a job fair over the weekend. Park rangers there said they're looking for more than 125 people to fill positions. One current employee said he loves working at the famed Gateway Arch, meeting nice people from all over America. One Ohio family has an approaching deadline to find new homes for their alpacas, which they consider emotional therapy alpacas. After a neighbor claimed that they're causing a nuisance in the neighborhood, Scott Westberg said those alpacas, Lorana and Scooby, provide emotional support for his fiancée and her 12-year-old son, both of whom have health conditions identified by medical professionals. Westberg said when she's feeling down, she goes out there, she pets them, she feeds them, she comes back a different person. The neighbor, though, isn't sympathetic. He says, quote, they've turned their backyard into a pasture. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the National Agriculture Day Observance. It's coming up March 14th. Get all of the information at agday.org. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.